Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, here's what Stotts said. Terry Stotts, head coach of your Portland Trailblazers. Hey, Portland.
Hey, Rip City. No, I think
he says.
Do we actually believe that Stotts wrote this, unlike the others?
You be the judge.
I think he wrote this.
You be the judge. I'm not black. I cannot pretend to know what it means to be black in the United States of America. I support and appreciate our police. We need our police to protect and serve. I cannot pretend to know what it means to be a police officer in the United States of America. What I do know is that we have an endemic racial injustice in our country. We have endemic racial injustice in our country. We have had racial injustice since the birth of our nation. Is the racial injustice in our country the same as it was in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, 1900s? No. Still, racial injustice certainly exists on many levels in our country, and we can neither turn a blind eye nor deaf ear to that fact. Every American, regardless of one's ethnicity, should feel the pain of this injustice. Every American should accept responsibility for this injustice. Yet, it has become clear to me this responsibility falls mostly on white Americans. That is difficult for many of us to understand and accept. We need to effect change. That change will not happen immediately, but we must try to effect that change immediately. I urge everyone to seek out ways we as a people can be better. More importantly, I urge everyone to be introspective and seek out ways we can be better individually. The only thing necessary necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And that's a quote.
Yeah.
It can happen if we want it to happen. We must. Now, that is a good statement.
Yes, it is.
And I do believe that he wrote that.
I think he wrote that.
Yeah.
Now, this is James Dolan's statement. Well, actually, it's not a statement. This was a memo to his company because he did not release a statement.
Now, let me just ask this question. Did you expect any different from James Dolan?
No, it's the most on-brand thing for James Dolan ever.
Yeah, exactly.
So it really is. So the people were waiting for the Knicks to say something, and the Knicks didn't say anything, and then this memo got released, and he wrote this to employees. It says that we know that some of you have asked about whether our company is going to make a public statement about the killing of George Floyd by a Minnesota police officer. I want you to know that I realize the importance of this issue, therefore I want you to understand our internal position. This is a turbulent time in our country. The coronavirus and civil unrest have taken a toll on our way of life. We at Madison Square Garden stand by our values of respectful and peaceful workplace. We always will. As companies in this business of sports entertainment, however, we are not any more qualified than anyone else to offer our opinion on social matters. What's more important is how we operate. Our companies are committed to upholding our values, which include creating a respectful workplace for all, and that will never change. What we say to each other matters. What we treat each other, how we treat each other matters, and that's what will get us through these difficult times.
No mm-hmm. worry, he didn't mention diversity.
Nah,
just respectful yeah. workplace of all white people.
That is very on brand.
Yeah,
for Jimmy,
and he's getting
Jimmy D,
and he's getting killed for it. But again, yeah. you'd expect nothing less. There's people that get it, and there's those that don't. And James Dolan will never. He just won't. He won't get it.
He's an S-head.
Yes, he. And you know what? There's S-heads, and you're not going to change them. There are really racist bastards in this country that you will not change. It's just it's not going to happen. You have to accept that, and you can't allow that to stop the positive momentum. You have to hold people accountable. You have to hold leaders accountable. You have to hold police chiefs accountable. Some of the best men I know are cops. I love cops. I'll come out and say some of my best friends are police officers, and they are some of the best men I know. But you know who could affect change more than anyone else? Police officers. You know who the racists are. You know who the bad apples are. Talk to a cop. They know. Stop hiring these people. It shouldn't take 17 times of someone complaining against you for you to be fired. And if you do get fired, don't be allowed to go to the next town over and get another job. Don't do the priest thing. Right? Well, hey, we got to move him somewhere else because he's touching someone inappropriately. Oh, we'll just move him somewhere else. No, because he's going to do the same thing. Stop. It starts there. You know, for all this talk, that they are the number one people that can be held accountable in this, and they can make a difference. Self-police yourselves. You know who these people are. You know what they're doing. Everyone that's been in a locker room knows who the racist piece of crap is in a locker room. And yet there's this idea that you can't call each other out, that you can't hold each other accountable. Yes, you can. When someone, if you're a police officer or you're a sheriff or you're a corrections officer and you see someone doing something, by God, stand up and say something. You watch what three other people watched that dude kneel on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and didn't do a GD thing about it. It's not that hard to sit up and say, no, we're not going to allow this to happen. It's that sort of change because you're not going to stop every racist. You're not going to stop people from learning how to be a racist piece of crap because it's ingrained. It's ingrained in their culture. It's ingrained in their family. But what we can do is act upon when we see it and stop it before it gets to a point where we're allowing these people to be in charge and can be a threat to someone else's life. That's where the change, to me, that's the obvious place where this can make an immediate change is right there.
You ready for Donald Sterling's statement to come out? At all?
I don't even know. Isn't he...
No, he's not dead.
No, but I think he's like...
Oh, dementia?
Yeah, I think he might be out in the field.
I didn't know that. Well, he's pretty old now, but...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.